The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, concerning Judah and Jerusalem, which he saw during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Listen, heavens, and hear, earth, for the Lord has spoken, sons I have raised and brought up, but they have revolted against me. And an ox knows its owner, and a donkey its master's manger. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand. Oh, sinful nation, people weighed down with guilt, offspring of evildoers, sons who act corruptly. They have abandoned the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away from Him. Where will you be stricken again? As you continue in your rebellion, the entire head is sick and the entire heart is faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is nothing healthy in it. Only bruises, slashes, and raw wounds, not pressed out nor bandaged, nor softened with oil. Your land is desolate, your cities are burned with fire. As for your fields, strangers are devouring them in front of you. It is desolation, as overthrown by strangers. The daughter of Zion is left like a shelter in a vineyard, like a watchman's hut in a cucumber field, like a city under watch. If the Lord of armies had not left us a few survivors, we would be like Sodom, we would be like Gomorrah. Hear the word. To the instruction of our God, you people of Gomorrah, what are your many sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fattened cattle, and I take no pleasure in the blood of bulls, lambs, or goats. When you come to appear before me, who requires of you this trampling of my yards? Do not go on bringing your worthy offerings, incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath, the proclamation of an assembly. I cannot endure wrongdoing and the festive assembly. I hate your new moon festivals and your appointed feasts. They have become a burden to me. I am tired of bearing them. So when you spread out your hands in prayer, even though you offer many prayers, I will not be listening. Your hands are covered with blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your deeds from my sight. Stop. not doing evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice, rebuke the oppressor. Obtain justice for the orphan. Plead for the widow's case. Come now and let us debate your case, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall become as white as snow. Whose leaf withers away.
they shall both burn together, and there will be no one to extinguish them.